All right, it's the rundown. Wednesday, February 26th. Dave is somewhere. Dan is at the combine. We're here. Crack open the beer. I got Roan. I got Marty Mush. Hi, guys. Hello. Mm-hmm. We're both drinking beer. Hello, hello, Thomas. The rundown is brought to you by Budweiser, the beer that's helping bring guys together. Along with Bud Seltzer, Budweiser Canada is back as our official beer of Spit and Chiclets for 2020. Bud is helping us get together for pond hockey in Toronto. They're sponsoring the Lay It on the Line Hardest Shot Contest, where the winner can go up against our boy Grinnell. Is that not really our boy?
So does everyone win?
Kind of.
They go against him in what? They fight him?
A hard shot contest.
They get to have a one-on-one with him?
They get to go up against our boy Grinnell to see who wins a signed Budweiser buzzer and a year's supply of Budweiser. Actually, that's pretty fucking good.
Shouldn't we use, like, the NHL player we have?
No, we're using Grinnell. I guess we're just giving away a year's supply of Budweiser. Saying.
And a buzzer. Don't forget the Budweiser buzzer.
Budweiser is the classic lager, a beer as dependable as the friends you share it with. Oh, that's really nice.
That is a beautiful sentiment.
I'm going to read that again.
Is that Hallmark?
A beer as dependable as the friends you share it with. We're looking forward to doing pond hockey with them in Toronto. That's Budweiser.
I like to say Budweiser, because like it's like saying Bud Light or Budweiser.
Oh, you emphasize the Weiser.
The Weiser.
Does it make you smarter when you drink it?
Wow.
That feels like that's
it's a pretty smart joke.
Play on words.
That's the wrong spelling.
Yeah, that is. Damn. We're smart as fuck today, man.
We are. Probably three of the smarter guys at Barstool, if I'm being honest.
And not to mention Tommy.
Just don't look at the clip.
He was in the three that I was talking about.
Oh, fuck. All right.
I may have said awkward. The sun was a planet yesterday.
Did you?
Might have.
I asked him to name the eight planets. He named seven, one of which was the sun. Yes, that happened on Walk the Line. Your smudge game is not great.
I'm not the smudger. I'm not the person to give that. It might have just been she had a bad thumb.
How?
Was there a hole in her thumb?
She didn't seem too like, she was more focused on the words
well,
than more
the dad.
Was she
smudged out by the time you got there?
You gotta think that's
were you in the back of the church? Probably because you're in the back of the church. You're not proud of your faith.
I go in
the front row of church and I say, God, I love you, loud, real loud, so everyone can hear.
You don't say shit.
You're right.
No, yeah, it's just if I was smudging everybody, I think Colby in the back has a little theory that some people here today are peacocking around because they have good smudges.
Oh yeah, there's some good smudges walking around.
I also one of the sales ladies walking around. I was like, oh, nice ass. I think she might have thought I was saying nice ass.
It's called HR.
Yeah. Wonder why she would have
she like
that.
Asked what? I was like, nice ash. And I was like, I'm saying ash, not ash.
That's a sweet ash you got there.
Are those transferable? Like, could you press your skin up against someone else's? Like, how when you like sneak into a bar, you get yes, like both right. of the stamps on the hands. Like, can somebody get
maybe
like
this
a forehead
hit
to forehead?
I don't think his smudge isn't good enough. You're not gonna get any smudge.
Too gay?
No smudge. Well,
damn.
Hold on.
Did he?
No smudge.
Fuck.
No smudge. You have a couple of indentations right here that I think prevents you from getting a good smudge.
Yeah, calcium deposits. I'm like John Ritchie. I bleed when I put on a football helmet. I also crave contact.
So we are in the middle. We're in the middle of greatness, not here at Barstool headquarters, but somewhere in a living room, I guess, in Massachusetts. The Venn dog has been unleashed. There was a Barstool hit piece written by some dipshit today that came out, and then Dave told Venn dog to attack. So far, he's unleashed about seven targeted memes. Were they all targeted?
There were three or four
live action memes. And Vindog is basically on the attack right now. The war is happening. Out there in the world, there's a war happening.
Let's remember he's not full strength right now.
No, he's not.
Why?
He's not.
What's
he hadn't sufficiently recharged from the last time.
And his mouth was on the DL.
Oh, shit. Well, you need your mouth to make memes.
For sure.
Who is the guy that he's going against? It seems like that's an enemy that we've had before.
So this is a frequent flyer. Robert Silverman is
he went to clown school.
Yeah, he wrote the Big Daily Beast hit piece a couple year and a half ago. Yeah.
Right. Now he's back. And basically he wrote, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. He wrote a story that Dave hired a meme guy to go after people that say stuff about us. And now the meme guy is going after him for writing the hit piece about us hiring the meme guy.
So he's a martyr.
Did all that make sense?
Yeah.
It kind of did.
It'd be kind of dumb if you didn't see the meme guy coming after him after he wrote about
it. I feel like
he
maybe wanted the meme attention.
That's what I mean. Like he's a martyr. He wants to die on the sword so he can be like, look what I've done for our cause.
That's his way of getting love, is being memed to death.
I just want to hear a stranger go up to like him talking to someone talking to Vin Dog and just being like, what do you do for a living? You know, I just meme people to
he
death.
He crushes people with memes.
I used to be a teacher, but now it's meme people.
Well, that's what got him hired, an actual video of him saying, I meme people to death. I
know.
Have memes you've never heard of.
His son's made a documentary, and that's also now his son's making the memes, like the live action memes are the best things in the world.
The Vinpups.
Yeah, they're Finn pups. They're like, not Finn dogs yet.
Does someone need to explain the joke to this dude? Like, I don't understand if it's like, does that, I mean, obviously that ruins every single joke when you explain the joke, but like, why I don't understand. Like, is this good? Is this good for business, just having an enemy?
My favorite part of it is the guy acting like Dave's actually shooting a real gun at him, when in fact, they're just memes. They're like harmless. They're all like family-friendly memes. There's nothing actually
offensive about any of them. There's nothing like beyond the pale about any of them.
I'm wiping you off of my shoe.
But
which
Dave
is
yelling,
my favorite
meme. Dave yelling attack is unreal. Just attacking the Vin dogs 2 minutes later going at him.
And they're taking it like dead seriously. Everybody's taking it dead seriously.
Last night in the NBA, so the Raptors played the Bucks, and Drake shows up with two championship belts. I think look kind of silly. And Giannis Antetokounmpo. I did it pretty good.
That was flawless. I didn't even realize how smoothly you did
Thank you.
Nate's going fucking nuts for you.
Thank you. So the Greek Freak told Drake to shut the fuck up during the game, looked over there and said, hey, shut the fuck up with you and your fancy little pelts. I just like when people tell other people to shut the fuck up.
Let me tell you something about Giannis. He's a dirty little birdie.
Oh, he's not little.
I think I might be in the same class as you about Giannis.
What's dirty about
tell
it?
Me why you think he's a dirty birdie, and I'll go into my dirty
No,
birdie.
I want your dirty birdie
no,
first.
No, you brought it up first. You need to
well,
do
Well, because
the dirty
I see him a little on TikTok. He's a sexual animal. He loves the dog.
Yes.
So I know he's a little sexual rat, and I think that he's like kind of perceived as like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Which he is probably nice, but he'll get dirty if
he
wants
to. He's a
freak.
Yeah. I also think that I think of him as a dirty birdie in a different way. I think that he's like I'm out on him basically.
You're
I think
out.
That he
You're
acts
welcome.
Like he's fucking super humble and shit like okay. that. He's like, oh, I just put my head down and like work.
Right.
Like I hate the distractions.
It's all
like,
front.
I don't like this. I don't like that, dude. Fuck that, dude. I feel the way about Giannis that a lot of people in this office feel about LeBron. He has like a false humility about him. He has like a false humbleness of him. So that's what I meant about him. And he also is horny. He also is.
I think you're right
about
that,
too. Nothing wrong with being
horny,
but I think he's falsely humble.
I've compared this to he's like an elephant.
Elephants
he's an elephant. Are perceived great, but they're really pricks.
They're pricks, dude. He is such an elephant.
What evidence do we have that elephants are pricks?
Zah.
Elephants, have you ever seen like an elephant trample through a crowd? Like an elephant, like
yeah,
during like Diwali
all.
Or something like that?
Zara said elephants are pricks in Africa.
How are they mistreated? How do you know
I
that?
I feel like if they're in a circus environment, they've been mistreated. That feels like mistreatment.
So clapping for people's mistreatment now?
Well, no, I hate both of you so very much. I don't like that.
Yeah, mistreating you. You see how it is.
Also in the NBA last night, so LeBron playing against Zion, first meeting. And it was pretty electric. They combined for 69 points. LeBron scored 40 of them. Zion scored 29. And Marty, I don't want to apologize fully. I still think Ja Morant's probably going to win NBA Rookie of the Year, but Zion is proving to be a superstar.
I mean, the Grizzlies, if the Pelicans make the playoffs,
right, they're four
it'll
and a half
be solely
back.
Because of Zion, because
right.
they stink.
Zion's rookie stats are very favorably compared to guys like LeBron.
Yeah, and the Grizzlies are playing like shit right now. And the person, I forget who it was, but it was like they played 50 games and won Rookie of the Year.
Right.
I don't remember who it was. But then he'll be at like, what, 36?
Played 37 games this year.
37.
If he plays in every game.
Yeah, I think you could give it to him. You don't think you can?
I don't think that they will. I think that, because didn't Embiid have like 30 games. He played in 31 games his rookie season or something like that. It was him and Dario Saric, and they wound up giving it to like Malcolm Brogdon or some shit like that. I just don't think that they're going to give him a fair shake.
But I think they love him so much for being like the face of like him being like the next LeBron that they will give it to him because of that.
Because it's just good for the league.
It's
healthy
for
the league.
Yeah.
I'm kind of honestly.
But John Moran is also a future star.
I know, but Zion's just like way more. Like, people are tuning in every night for Zion. Ja Morant, they are, but
what
like.
What about co-rookies of the year? You got two stars going for it.
Hate it.
You don't want to do that.
Hate it. Hate that.
I hate it, too, but I'm just throwing
it out. I saw that, like, 23 years ago, Kobe Bryant played Michael Jordan when one was 19, the other one was 35, and they combined for 69 points, just the same as LeBron's 35 and Zion Williamson. I'm kind of tired of the numbers. I'm kind of tired of the numerology on everything.
Like, I am too, everybody's dude. I just, hate that.
Like, who is even discovering this? And, like, who is really losing their shit? Like, it's a cosmic plan when they see these fucking random numbers line up with one another. Yeah, I'm just like a little bit sick
of it. Zion's, like, first six games has the most assists. Like, I don't give a shit.
Too many numbers, dude. It's too many numbers. But if they do play one another, if it's Lakers, Pelicans in the first round, I think that that's best case scenario for the NBA.
That would be great.
That's best case scenario.
DK Metcalf, a combine freak last year. The combine's going on right now in Indianapolis.
Also, your dad also owned you
during
Super Bowl week.
DK Metcalf, who went to a morally bankrupt institution.
Owned you in a head-to-head matchup.
Did not own me. That was edited to show. I had
edited? I was there live.
I landed many haymakers, and it was not put out on Barstool Sports Twitter. We were trying to make our guests look good, and that's, we're good guys. We
he
do that.
He ate your soul.
I dominated his ass. Sorry,
he ate your soul.
Went to a morally bankrupt institution. This isn't about me. It's about DK Metcalf and PFT. They're going at each other on the Instagram.
Okay.
Apparently, PFT has challenged Mr. Metcalf to a 40 off, a 40-yard dash, says he could beat him. And let's see. DK Metcalf answers PFT on Instagram with three crying face emojis, to which PFT answered, "Ask your girl how slow I am," which is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And DK Metcalf says,
but I don't get
easy
that.
To say that when you're why, slow. I think I reverse mean, those.
Does that sense. Mean he comes quickly?
I think I reverse those.
he's saying he comes.
No. DK Metcalf said, easy to say that when you're slow. And then PFT said, ask your girl how slow I am.
That makes sense.
That makes way more sense.
Now that I was like, why would DK Metcalf's girl see him run?
Is PFT bragging about being fast?
Yeah, I think PFT would pride himself on coming quickly.
Coming quickly.
He's a gets in, gets out.
Especially with a girl, the quality of which would probably be dating DK Metcalf.
So you are in on DK Metcalf.
I'm not only in on DK, I'm just saying he's a professional athlete.
You're just saying that
guy.
Ole Miss girls are better looking than Mississippi State girls.
He's definitely gotten way past Ole Miss girls.
You think he's dating a Seattle girl?
I would think so.
Oxford.
Seattle?
Oxford's pretty nice.
Oxford's a piece of shit, okay?
Casey?
The girls in Oxford are hot and you know it.
Girls that's everywhere are hot. There's hot women everywhere.
No, there's not.
There's hot
in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Casey, you gonna be a hot girl expert now?
No, there are hot girls everywhere in the SEC, but Ole Miss has more hot girls.
This isn't about Ole Miss or anything.
It is.
It kind of is.
It
kind of
is.
It's about PFT. PFT, Mr. 35, he goes to the XFL. Now he's going to run against DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf chirping. They're chirping each other on Instagram.
What's the average teeth in a girl's mouth in Tupelo?
It's an odd number for 16? Sure. There's no way that it's an even number.
I would think
16
probably,
and a half. There's a couple
probably
halves.
Probably near 32. Tupelo's a very nice area of Mississippi. 32 is your standard human tooth count, right? So I would say it's very close to 32.
Brandon.
Yes.
Are you going to try to say that there aren't hot girls in Oxford right now?
I didn't say that. I just
Can
think
you,
there's
I
hot
want you
girls.
To admit,
so say there's
admit
hot
it,
girls.
Admit
say
it.
There's hot girls everywhere, Casey.
Are there hot girls at Ole Miss or not?
Yes.
Say
yes.
It.
They're everywhere. You
say,
don't
it.
Have to go to,
say it from your chest.
There's hotter girls in my titties are bouncing. What do you want me to say?
Ole Miss has hot girls. Say
hotter
it.
Girls than Mississippi
Judge Judy.
State.
Speaking of hot girls.
I don't think I've ever done content with him without him being horny. Every time.
How did we get to me being horny from PFT and
there's hot girls everywhere. Everywhere.
Okay. Judge Judy.
Is that a pleat in your jeans, or are you rock hard right now?
Okay.
Judge True Judy. Religions, or are you bursting from the seams?
Judge Judy, who's been doing this for 24 years now,
is a... Hell, he shouldn't have talked.
A millionaire many times over, she is still doing it, and this guy goes on Judge Judy. All right, so it's this guy and this girl, boyfriend, girlfriend, or used to be, and they have a dispute over the price I paid for the car, the girl paid for the car, buying from the guy. The guy says $5,000, she says $1,200, and Judge Judy is about to rule for the girl. She's on team girl. And the guy says, wait, I have a contract. This son of a bitch pulls his phone out, hands her a video, and he's executed a verbal contract on a video on an iPhone, hands it to Judge Judy. Judge Judy lets him off.
Wow.
It was a wow moment. People are going crazy that it was a windmill dunk. But at the same time, that woman knew she was being filmed. She
right.
knew that
she
that
knew
evidence
the film existed.
She knew that she evidence did. Existed. Yeah. So I don't know why the fuck she wouldn't, like, why would she not think that that huge piece of evidence was going to come into play?
And Judge Judy was leaning her way, too. She was like, mad at the guy.
Okay, that doesn't make sense, then, because she was... If she knew it was there, it wasn't just like a
But
audio
they, everybody
thing.
Acted like they didn't know. Like, well, everybody acted like
this,
it was a windmill dunk.
You saw it, okay? So, was it a little too well put together of a contract on video?
Play. Blue Arrow.
April 12, 2019, Friday. I and Ozzyneth Young enter into a contract, and I will read the contract out loud, and we will sign. And these are the terms. I, German Arturo Gonzalez Gomez, hereby enter in contract with Ozzyneth Memory Young. Ozzyneth will be purchasing a Subaru Forester, color white, of 2006. The conditions are the following. Total price of $5,000. Payment will be received in increments of $150 until total, with zero down payment and zero interest. She will keep her receipts, and payment will be received in Wells Fargo's account no later than by the 30th of each month.
You think that it's fake? They're faking it on Judge Judy?
Was it a little contract? The contract was executed so flawlessly on the phone. It was like, I'm going to shoot this because I know it's one day going to be on a syndicated TV show that millions of old housewives are going to watch.
Dude, if I could see Judge Judy going down the road of it being fake. Jerry Springer, I think, is fake. The show Cheaters was fake. I think that Judge Judy could be in the same exact category.
Judge Judy, she's got a ponytail now.
What?
She's got long hair.
She doesn't have the floor.
No, she doesn't.
She's got a. Did you see the video?
She got. I watched the video. I didn't notice any ponytail.
She's got longer hair than she's ever had. She's always had the poofle.
No chance. She's doesn't got the fluffle.
I told you to watch the video. You didn't watch it. She doesn't. Pull the video up.
Trying to pull the video up.
You're not trying to do anything. You're just scrolling back and forth.
You were looking a long time.
I got a new phone. I don't know where all my apps are on the phone. There's several. I've been downloading them. I don't have the muscle memory.
I'm not moving this rundown until you go watch this Judge Judy video and you see that she has a ponytail coming out of the back of her head, and that's not like any Judge Judy we've ever seen.
Is it natural? Is it? You think it's a natural ponytail?
I don't think it's extensions. I don't think it's a fake ponytail. Tommy,
why wouldn't she get extensions?
Can you help me out? Have you seen the video?
I have it. Yeah.
You have it right now?
Yeah, you can't
Frisbee
tell
it to us.
For sure.
You can definitely tell.
Well, from this picture.
Well, can somebody look at the picture.
Frisbee.
What?
That was a tough one.
I thought it was going to him. Oh.
Oh, right.
Oh, it is pulled back.
Yes.
Judge Judy. Is that Amy Klobuchar? Wow.
Judas is letting herself go.
I know.
My goodness.
Well,
Judy, baby.
Is she having a three-quarter life crisis? What's going on here?
She's doing the rock eyebrows, too.
Yeah, she's giving a little seductive eyebrow. Look at that lipstick tone.
Oh, I'm the one
who's
talking about Judge Judy's lipstick.
I mean, it just seems like Judge Judy is having a sexual renaissance. That's
her hairline got better.
Yeah, it's befitting of all of America.
It's insane girls all have the same hairlines.
Does that give you hope? Her hairline getting better?
Yeah, it does. If I could just put shit in there,
if Judy can do it.
Kaya Hisa Hashimoto.
Do girls all have the same hairline? Like,
Kaya Hisa Hashimoto, 79 years old, died today. Do you know what he invented?
The Hammurabi's code, I think.
The Konami code.
I knew it was a code.
Konami code is on Nintendo. For Contra, you get 30 lives. You get 30, because you can't beat Contra with just 3 men. That's crazy. So you gotta have 30 men, and then you go through and you beat Contra. Up, up, down, down, B, A, B, A, select, start. That's the Konami code.
And this guy invented the code?
He did.
Kate brought this up about 12 times today. She was asking everybody if this Konami code meant anything to them.
It means a lot to me.
It didn't mean shit to me.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
The Konami code.
Konami. She is Konami glowing. Is the name of the company that made Contra
Kate is glowing
and other great games.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello,
first
Kate.
Of all,
so what's the significance
R.I.P.
to this? Kate? Yeah. R.I.P. Yes. No disrespect to the dead.
So he was a gaming creator back in the 80s, and he put it just for himself in a test version of an old game.
Right.
Well, when they shipped it out, he forgot to take the code out. So then people started figuring out. And you were wrong, by the way, Bruno Walker. It's up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, enter, or start. And that's that.
Select start was for 2 players.
But anyways, you can use it in Fortnite, on different websites, Google, BuzzFeed. You type it in on your computer where enter is the start, and all sorts of neat stuff happens on
your
computer.
But Kate, tell us why it's significant. All the game designers are...
It's Contra.
Are dying, though.
Well, yeah, that's like...
Like
just
a first wave great game designers are all dying,
All the
though.
Original game creators are like getting up there in years. And what a bummer, you know?
Yeah, it's sad. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. My codes that I learned are on Grand Theft Auto. Those are the ones that I was most familiar with.
What code do you know on Grand Theft Auto?
There was a whole like manual.
Left, down, right, up, left, down, right, up, R1, L1, R1, L1, L2, R1, L2, R1.
Now what does that do?
Helicopter. Unlimited guns.
There's helicopters ones.
You kind of pulled that off. I'm almost certain you're bullshitting, but you pulled it off enough to where I would check it.
No, there's definitely, you could look it up. I could say it again.
Say it again.
Damn, that I didn't think you were going to call me on that, but it's up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, L1, R1, L1, R1, L2, R1, L2, R1.
Was that yes? No? Okay. All right.
So I could have got away with it for both of you. Watchdog Smitty over there was.
All right, so there's a woman.
It's muscle memory. I could do it with my hands. If you just give me the controller.
Do it with your
hands
right now.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty good.
That was it.
That was pretty good.
You got good gaming hands.
Yeah, oh, buddy. Just for that game, but.
not other games?
Mm-mm. I mean, that's for a different rundown, Brandon Walker.
I feel like Frogger would be pretty good at.
Oh, yeah, dude. Unleash me on Frogger. I'm getting across that fucking road.
There's a woman. In Great Britain, who got dumped by her fiance for being too fat, so she lost 112 pounds and became Miss Great Britain.
No way.
Her name is Jen Atkin. She lost 112 pounds from 247 to 131, so that's not 112 at all. Who wrote the... I think I wrote the numbers down wrong.
Do you think that maybe...
What is this topic?
Yeah, this is...
So she lost 112 pounds. And yeah, thank you, Tommy.
Great.
It's 112.
Yeah, I got the numbers wrong.
Wait, no. Wait. Going from 247 to 131 pounds.
Right, I wrote them down right. Who wrote the fucking...
It was K. Marco.
Oh, K. Marco.
I don't know if you want to bother him.
He's on his headphones.
He's locked in. He's locked in.
He's locked in. I don't know what to...
Yeah, that's
making me look like an asshole.
So what is that?
Wait,
actual...
no, it's actually... So the original article is from the New York Post. Okay. They have it wrong. It goes, Jen Atkin shed 112 pounds, going from 247 pounds to 131 pounds in 2 years to beg herself the title.
There's a six somewhere
there's
in
a six.
That.
Yeah, that's 7 minus 1 is 6.
No, it's 116 pounds.
116 pounds.
So the New York Post got it wrong, and then I guess came
so
up
with
it.
We are the watchdog. Yeah,
we're taking care of. Okay, all right.
Is that more impressive or less impressive?
Well, I'd say more. It's more pounds.
4 more pounds, okay. So can we thank the boyfriend? Seems like that's the best thing that ever happened to her.
People online are getting all mad at him, but I would think that's the best thing that ever happened to her, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah.
However,
you just never say you're getting fat. Just throw some hints.
What would a hint be?
Nothing crazy.
Just hey, maybe Dr. Pepper
while they're sleeping, circle. Yeah, yeah.
Full Dr. Pepper. Maybe we won't get that.
We're gonna have Glennie. Glennie's gonna be our umpire in the office. Like, we're gonna put him by the snacks. If you go over there and get some cookies, he'll be like, it's
our
a little
guardian?
Outside. No, just for you.
I was saying this boyfriend subtly he could just circle her problem areas in her sleep, and then she wakes up with just like Sharpie circles on her. It's like, oh, where did this come from?
She's
and like, oh, I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then suddenly maybe Glenn could do that with you by the snack area. That would be nice to have fat shame. I mean,
so Glennie will be my personal fat policeman.
Yeah,
and he would arrest me if I tried to.
Fat shaming is bad, but if you sign up for it, it's like having someone yell at you is bad too. But
like,
if
to
you join
out,
the Marines,
I'd like to point out you guys volunteered me for this hypothetical assignment. I didn't actually volunteer.
I've told you what to do.
I thought.
Whoa, I told you what to do. You just chew more and poop more. You're gonna lose weight.
Poop more. Maybe have more yogurt.
No,
I heard yogurt's a good digestive.
But if you chew like every bite's at least 17 to 20, you'll lose weight.
Have you been counting your chews? We should get a biometric.
No, don't put that in my head.
Counter.
I don't want to start counting my chews, because if I start counting, I'll never forget.
17
never
to 20
stop.
Is
I count the stairs
the...
I take every day in Penn Station. I count them every single day. I hate counting things.
How many are there?
Huh? There's 46 from train to road, from train to street.
Have you been getting shortness of breath still on those stairs, or is it?
No, I've been doing good. I've been doing good.
It might have just been a temporary.
Yeah, the old ticker's in good shape.
Good, that's good. No more leaky heart.
All right, and last one, NFL prospect at the combine, Ben Bartsch, gained 70 pounds by every day drinking a smoothie that consisted of 7 eggs, a tub of cottage cheese, a thing of grits, peanut butter, bananas, and Gatorade.
Those all one shake?
That's every day. He would mix those things up. He would do this. He would plug his nose, and he would drink it.
That makes a lot of sense.
7 eggs?
7 eggs.
There has to be better ways to get all that inside of you.
A tub of cottage cheese. Why wouldn't you just eat a big breakfast?
It seems like you could just enjoy all those things individually without having to throw them all together and ruin every single flavor.
Yeah.
Also, why Gatorade has the
solvent? That was the weirdest part about
it. Is that a fruited up?
He might be trying for like a Gatorade sponsorship. That's kind of smart, actually.
No, that doesn't sound like a smart guy.
Well, he's going to the combine right now.
Well, so let's see what the Wunderlic says about him. Let's not judge his smartness. The guy I've got my eye on at the combine is a guy named Penisini. There's a guy whose name is Penisini.
Speaking of good names, the Olympic Dick Pound.
Oh, Dick Pound. Dick Pound. Imagine Penisini.
That roll call.
Oh yeah.
Eenie Penis and Pound Dick.
I mean, he could go any different direction with Richard. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Richard Rich, but he went by Dick.
That's why I respect him more. Because like everyone, if he named him Rich Pound, I would have been like, everyone knows they want to call
him. He leaned into
Dick
the
Pound.
Dick Pound. Yeah.
You want another one?
I'd like one.
No.
Oh, you're still drinking yours?
Yeah.
I'm drinking responsibly.
Oh, you're doing
you guys
great
are going
good
to Vegas this weekend?
Yeah, he's going to Vegas. Going to Vegas.
Dana. Damn, that's going Vegas
Saturday.
I'm not sick.
Going.
We have a lot of plans. Lot of plans.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Friday, we're going doing something during the day. Then we're going to the Sabres.
Very detailed.
I don't know what that
sounds
weather
like
is.
A lot of plans. Yeah.
We're going
a
to the Sabres game.
Oh.
At 7, and then we're going to a Loud Luxury concert on Friday night with the DJs.
Shut
walking
up
in with them.
What the fuck? They're,
those guys are great.
That's
they're
gonna
fantastic
be sick. Who's in charge?
So the funny thing is, Donnie seems like he's trying to take responsibility, which I'm not understanding.
Because he thinks that's like, why you guys wanted him, because he's like older and like responsible.
No, yeah, that's definitely not it. Like to be honest, I think I'm almost the one of the most. I have to be the responsible one.
I feel like little.
Has
Scrawny
anyone
Jack
watched?
Little Scrawny Jack is going to be the most.
No,
responsible.
No, he's going to get. He's done. You ever watched the Donnie and PFT and when they went away together?
They were terrible. They were just both on drugs, like punching people in the mouths.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't talk and they couldn't like have a conversation with someone without fighting them.
Exactly. So I feel like I don't know why he's gonna be the chaperone, but we'll see how it happens. You think we're gonna be all right?
I can't imagine he punched someone on Molly. How can you punch? How can you get violent on Molly?
I don't know.
You know that guy's brain is fucked up if that's what's happening. You might have to be in charge. That's gonna be a wild one.
No. Yeah, it should
are
be
you
fun.
Are you gonna have FOMO, fear of missing out?
No.
A little bit.
No.
You're not gonna be jealous?
I'm gonna be home with my four children playing Sega Genesis, just having a good weekend.
That should be elite. Living out in Sussex County.
You're not gonna have a little bit.
A little bit. There's a little part of me that wanted to go, but the responsible, mature
if
part
if you
of
had
me
gone,
said,
would you have gone out in
no,
Miami?
I
you
kind of
stayed in your room.
I did.
You were in your room by 8:30 every night?
No, about 10. About 10.
Average 8:30, because there were some nights where you were in that by like
I was
7.
Never, I would go out to dinner by myself, and then I would come home, and I would sit at the bar for a second, and then I would...
I've never go eaten by myself.
I love eating by myself.
Outside.
I love doing many
yeah
things by myself.
Really?
Even like today, I asked Jack, I bring him everywhere. I don't go to eat here by myself.
I love eating by myself.
Yeah,
it's the best way to eat.
It's therapeutic, honestly.
No,
I used to do it once a week.
I've talked to Tommy about this. You do everything to impress
you
somebody.
You go to your movie?
Well, yeah, I agree with that, but I also like eating by myself. You're not eating to impress anyone.
No, not impressing anyone. I just like, if I have a funny thought,
well, you write it down
do
and save it for when you're at dinner with a person.
No, that's not funny then.
Backlog it. But so what my move, go, bro, you have to maybe just try this one time. Go to a bar, sit down at the bar, not like a busy ass bar, a tiny ass bar, and just don't even touch your phone the whole time. Just eat. And by the time you leave the bar, you'll feel like you're high on drugs. You'll be floating because you
just
have enriched
your brain. How about you go to the bar with me and then leave me?
I'll be the training wheels, and you can just kick me off halfway through, and you'll be biking on your own, thinking. It'll be incredible for your brain.
It'll be awesome. All right. We done?
Yeah, thank you.
I think
okay
you ended it.
That's the rundown.